That's the end of that. I'd like to call the Fifth Osage Nation Congress to order. We are in the second day of our Hunka session. It is March 28, 2017. The time is 10:06 a.m. Congressman Hamilton, would you go to the morning prayer, please?
In the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Hear and answer the call of the Lord. Father, come together this time to be in our heart and minds and come together for our wish, our people, Lord. Please be with the families who have lost a loved one who are in mourning, and please be with the families with men and women in uniform. All these things I ask in precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Bethlehem, present. Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason. Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Right here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Do you have a quorum? Next is approval of journal. Would you please pick over the journal for March 27th? Congresswoman Everett.
Are the comments of the executive message and the legislative message going to be included in the journal?
I have not seen them before. There are times, I believe, that the chief has asked for his to be attached, but thus far I've never seen them.
Okay, well,
included.
Can I ask, please, that his message and the legislative message be included, attached to the journal?
I have not received copies of those. I wish I had one to take them from.
Okay. Assistant Chief can provide a copy of, and you can listen to the recording of mine, or, I mean, I'm not going to transcribe it. I can try to type something up.
No, you don't have to transcribe it. It can just get transcribed. Because otherwise, we have no record, official record, of what is said at the beginning of each session. And at the end, do we not transcribe what the... Is it the closing remarks that you have, or that the speaker has to?
There is a closing report, but I don't recall that that's attached either. It just hasn't been done so far. So
if we don't do that, what means do we have by record keeping of keeping that information? Just the
audio. The recordings, the audio? Yeah, mm-hmm. Just like the committee meetings. I mean, I see what you're saying. I'm just saying we haven't done it so far, so it's something.
Okay, well, I just request at least the executive message be included in the minutes, attached to the minutes today.
Exactly.
But I think they both ought to be, frankly. And the end report. I move that the executive message, the legislative message, and the closing report of the speaker in every regular session be attached to the minutes.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor.
Second.
And a second. Discussion? Congresswoman Edwards?
Well, I think it's important things get said, and I've actually looked at the chief's. I mean, I try to keep track of the chief's opening message because he always tells us at the beginning of the session what he has intended for us, and then the speaker's comments also are relevant for that, and then at the end, there's information on how many bills we pass, blah, blah, blah. I mean, not just me. I think other people like to see that, too. But I utilize it. So in the absence of having it attached or transcribed, then it's just listening to a tape. So I think it's important information that we should have and keep.
Okay. Congresswoman Buffalo Head and then Congresswoman Whitmer.
I agree that it's important information. And then I would just suggest that we create a rule change that would require for every legislative session that we're in where we receive a message from executive in our own branch with a follow-up at the end of session be included every single time so that we don't have to have this discussion every other year.
Okay.
That would be my suggestion to remedy the situation.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's in the Constitution to do their report, the given message and set the agenda, and then also a report at the end. But Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I was going to say exactly what Congresswoman Buffalo had said, maybe request the movement that she narrow her motion to this particular instance instead of trying to make this motion carry out from forever to change it in the rules.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll amend it to this session, and then we'll work on a rule change, or a rule addition, really.
Okay. So you're amending your motion? Are you restating or amending?
I'm amending it because I think I said every session, so I'm amending it to this session. And then we'll get a rule change for going forward.
Okay.
Or a rule addition going forward.
So you have Congressman Walker.
So what's the motion?
The motion is she has amended it, so we need a second to that amendment.
Second.
Okay. Discussion on that. Okay, so we are voting on the amendment. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, we will now vote on the motion as amended. Congressman Walker?
I'm still wanting to know. I wanted to know what the
Now that we have it, I will have to repeat it. She was changed the first time. She was changing it to this session, to have it included for this session, and then beyond that, it will be by rule.
What's it?
Including the legislative and executive messages to the journal. But I'm going to have Shanna repeat the motion right now.
Well, it appears to me that there's an executive, a written executive message.
Sure.
You didn't have a. I
didn't,
written.
And that's it will have to be transcribed for to include a written copy of it. It's often that I haven't particularly had the speaker. I believe when Congresswoman Whitehorn, we often did not have our legislative message written. We just got up and spoke, kind of off the cuff. So.
Well, I think it was clear that. We recognize that you didn't, and then now to ask for the written one to be included in the minutes, I'll just see what the point is.
Okay, Congressman Shaw, and then Congressman Tillman.
I hold a similar opinion about requiring written copies to be attached in the minutes. I mean, I don't see that as being useless, but I see it as being duplicated. It's not sworn testimony. Not legally binding. There is another source for obtaining that information that I think is adequate. It's one of the reasons we record the session. So I understand and see where the request is coming from. I just don't support it to the notion of making it a congressional rule or an action required for this session.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If we attach this, is the intent to attach this to the journal? Are we going to have to read it and approve it as we do the journal, or is it just going to be something that we can reference in a hard copy?
I would say just
because that
attached.
Could be lengthy.
I don't know that you would vote on how you would vote on something that the chief or I, as the speaker, presented.
Yeah, just wondering if we would have to read it and approve it and look for errors or.
I don't believe so, Congresswoman Edwards.
I think the rule would probably indicate that the written comments of the executive, chief executive, the president, I mean the chief, and the speaker will be attached. And I think I just heard that we've done it before, and I think if we haven't been doing it in the past, we need to start doing it, because the chief gives us a lot of information in the beginning of the session that I want to review. In the past, I've received written copies, but I didn't receive a written copy yesterday. And so I think we should have written copies, and they should be a matter of record, because in the absence of that, yeah, you can go back and listen to a tape. But I can tell you right now that that's burdensome. And there's more than just me that's interested in this. The people are interested.
Any more discussion? Okay, does any, can you repeat the motion, please?
The motion is to attach the executive message, the legislative message, and closing report to the appropriate journals for this session.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
No.
Congressman Shaw?
No.
Congressman Supernaw?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. Okay, motion passes. Okay. Can you continue reviewing the journal, please? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Page one, under executive message, I believe that that statement needs to be cleaned up a little bit. Okay, I understand.
I was going to say, I believe that's how it's consistently been reading, so I would ask if you propose what you're needing.
Okay.
Congresswoman Whitehorn has the floor.
I just think that it's a little bit, Fifth Osage Nation Congress Speaker, I would think Speaker of the Fifth Osage Nation Congress would be better. When I read it, I stumbled all over, just like, what? And then it ran into Fifth Osage Nation Congress. I would put Speaker first.
So Speaker
of the Fifth Osage Nation Congress, Osage Nation, Fifth Osage Nation Congress, guests and constituents.
Okay.
I
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I was just looking at the whole overall page on page 4, and some of the legislation seems to be bolded, and some doesn't. Is that our printer that's doing that?
Yes, it's a, I asked the same thing yesterday when I reviewed it. I was like, what's with this color? It's like some's gray, some's black.
Okay. What do you think? You see about that?
Right, I mentioned that yesterday. Thank you.
Motion to approve the journal as amended.
Motion on the floor, need a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The journal for March 27, 2017 is approved. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Congresswoman Evers.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. ONCA 1739 is an act to authorize and appropriate $26,200 to the legislative branch for costs to publish the Osage Nation Code and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1740 is an act to establish a museum collection fund and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1741 is an act to establish land use and zoning in law and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Any more? Next is reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report? Seeing none, standing committees. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Thank you. Government Ops met regarding bill number ONCA 1738, an act to amend 26 ONC 4-101 of the Osage Nation Revenue and Taxation Act to amend the definition of veteran to include persons on active duty status for at least 2 years and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Angela Pratt. Speaker Pratt. The final committee action was due pass as a committee substitute with amendments with yes votes from Buffalo Head, Whitehorn, Norris, Supernaw, Tillman, and Walker.
Thank you, Congressman. Okay. Any other standing committees? Next, we're on general order day 2. Where amendments may be proposed. ONCR 1643, a resolution to support the establishment and use of a sweat lodge for the benefit of patients at the primary residential treatment center. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Congresswoman Edwards.
Yesterday I asked for a copy of the proposed amendment.
I believe they were emailed, right? It was emailed to us.
Okay, because they're not on the website, right?
I'm not voting on them today.
Do you have an amendment?
Well, last night I was looking on the website for the amendment and I didn't find it, but so now I need to have a moment to. And I actually called a couple of people to ask them about it. So if you'll give me just a minute, look it up.
Okay, do you?
No, I don't have an amendment right now.
Well, I'm asking, do you need a recess?
Depends on how quickly I can find it.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Congresswoman Edwards says she did not have an amendment. We're not voting on the amendment today, correct?
No, we are, I'm asking for, are there any amendments to be proposed? And she asked that this resolution be held up yesterday, I guess, so she could review to see if she wanted to make an amendment to it. And right now, she's saying that
I found it.
She needed a copy of, you have the copy now, and so now she's deciding whether or not she has an amendment.
You can carry on with.
This is what we're doing right now. We're asking for amendments. So if you need a recess,
no.
Then okay. If you do not have an amendment, because you raised your hand as though you had an amendment, if you do not have one, we will move on.
I'm good.
Okay. Next is motions and notices. Yes, motions and notices.
Education meetings today at, I'm sorry.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Education meeting today from 1 to 2:30, but I'm not sure if it will last that long.
Okay. Any other motions or notices, Congressman Supernaw?
I want to notice the Congress that the Commerce Committee has come in pretty close to coming up with a lease on the Blue Stem Ranch that will do what the Congress has been wanting to do, and that is to give full control of the Blue Stem Ranch to the Blue Stem Board. And in the Chief's remarks yesterday, he indicated the willingness to cooperate with us. I think that it's within our grasp to have actually even have the lease signed by Friday if everything goes well. Yesterday in our committee, it seemed as though we were getting ready to get bogged down on peripheral details like in-holding problems and interaction with ENR, things of that nature, which are important, but they shouldn't be deal breakers. And if we can, I hope to propose or have tomorrow at the committee meeting, which starts at 2:00, a draft of a lease, which can be amended and incorporate essential clauses, but not inundated with non-essential clauses. It's going to rain all this week, probably, so we're safe, but we're in the season where the Houston Board needs to take control of the ranch and have some control burns so that they can move their cattle over into safe areas so they can have their calves. If we mess around much longer, and they can't have control burns, we run the risk of losing a lot of cattle in wildfires. It's happening all over the nation. So I hope everybody will cooperate in getting our portion of the lease out of our committee tomorrow. Then it can go to the Blue Stem Board Thursday for final consideration. And we could actually have that over there to the chief for signature on Friday. So I just want to notice the Congress that our committee meeting will be from 3 to 5 tomorrow. And I thank you. And encourage you to be there.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Congressman, any other motions or notices? Congressman Shaw.
Point of inquiry. Is it the speaker's intent to move ONCR 1643 to tomorrow's agenda on general order day 3 tomorrow?
Right, that's where it'll go. Okay,
very good, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anyone else? There are no more. I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
Second. discussion. I just wanted to say briefly, just remind that there is a ribbon cutting tomorrow. We're moving on. I agree we should move on. So that was scheduled by the executive branch, and unfortunately we have session. So, okay. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. All right, we are adjourned till 10 a.m. tomorrow.